10 years. 10 years after I left that school, I now assessed it. And I discovered I was light years ahead of the senior of the chief lecturer. My mates were then chief lecturers. They will come to me in my church office, collect money, collect phone, collect recharge card. And I was saying to myself, thank God I made the move when I should. It's time to begin to look up. It's time to begin to look ahead. God has given you eyes as an eagle. Look ahead. 15 years from now, where will you be? If what you are doing now will not take you to where you project to be in 15 years, change what you are doing. 10 years from now, by this time next year, where will you be? What will you have? If what you are doing now will not make it possible, change it. Set goals. Look ahead. Set goals. Daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, hourly goals. Goals are reference points to where we are going. Key. Make it more of your life. 8 months is already gone in this year. And it was called the year of great exploits. And we have not even had the G. Not talk about the R-E-A-T, exploits. No goals were set. If anything is going to be dynamic, it has to be specific. You have to set goals. 24-hour goals. I have financial goals. I have spiritual goals. I have offering goals. I have marital goals. I have marital goals. I have goals. I have goals for every area of my life. That is very important. Every area of your life, you should have goals for it. 5 years now, where will you be? What will you have had? What will you have had? Recently, I was calculating 5 years, my income projection, and where I expect to be based on the blessing of God, calculating what God's word has said to me. And I discover in 5 years' time, there are certain things I have to do now. There are certain things I have to change now. There are certain friends I have to change now if I'm going to get here in 5 years' time. There are certain places I have to stop going if I'm going to get to that place in 5 years' time. There are certain people I need to stop seeing if I have to get to where I'm going. In fact, there are certain ways I have to reorder my time if I'm going to get there in 5 years' time. Look ahead. Isaiah 33:17. Your eyes shall see the king in his beauty. Your eyes shall behold the land afar off. Don't just be dissatisfied. Look ahead instead of looking back. There is nothing you and I can do about the past. The past is come and gone. The future is where your destiny and I lies. That is the place you and I need to look to. The Bible says, who for the joy that was set before him. Hebrews 12:2. He endured the cross. He endured the cross. If your life is going to count for more, look ahead. Project. Plan. Plan your work and work your plans. Every single day is important. Every income is important. If I get a pound, there is a percentage of it that goes into offering. A percentage goes into saving. A percentage goes into investment. A percentage is what I can spend for every pound projected. In that way, you can never be poor again. Because God sees that you're working hand in hand in him. Do all you can to get all you can. But don't can all you get and sit on the can. Do all you can to get all you can. After you do that, then do all you can to save all you can. Do all you can to invest all you can. Do all you can to give all you can. And at the end of the day, every consistent thing you do will come back to you in form of harvest of rewards. I've seen people who are rich who lost all their wealth because they had no proper planning. Commit unto God your thoughts and your works shall be established. The blessing of God comes upon someone's life who is planned. God is a planner. But God is not an haphazard God. He doesn't just do things anyhow. Be dissatisfied with the way things are. Some of us, the income we are earning, you and I, by the resource you have and the insight you have, you can become an employer of labor and you can pay yourself. I read a book years ago. Fire your boss and hire yourself. Some of our bosses are due to be fired. You need to fire your boss and make yourself your boss. You can do more. This is an open economy. You can do more. Private enterprises encourage. You can do more. But you are going to have to be dissatisfied with waking up 9 to 5. You can make the income you make 9 to 5 a whole week by one transaction. You can make it overnight. Even from collecting garbages. I know one man. All he does is provide latrine for people at special events. Provide latrine for people at special events. Mobile toilets, he called them. And he makes so much money out of packing shit. He turns your waste into wealth. Your waste into wealth. Making so much money. A member of our church just said, I think I should begin to look at what I can do with my life. He was working somewhere, and he felt the money was earning in the bank was okay. One day they closed the bank. The bank got distressed. In these days when everything is distressing. But your creative idea will never be distressed because they are powered by God. He got tired. He said one morning he woke up. And you know, in Nigeria, they work you like a horse and pay you like a cat. He wake up 4 o'clock in the morning because his office is somewhere. He has to go through. He wakes up 4 and comes back 10. So he said to himself, I can't continue like this. I will soon age suddenly. And when you age, they fire you. They say you have slowed down. We have goals in this organization and you have slowed down. It was them who used you till you are slowing down. No? When you came and joined them, you did this. You are not slow. Making your life count for more. Be dissatisfied. Look at yourself. Look ahead. Where will I be in 5 years? Where will I be in 2 years? Where can I project I'll be in 10 years? If you don't like where you will see yourself be in 10 years, then change what you are doing today. Because you still have the choice today. Number 4. I'll just give you 2 more. My time is well spent already. To make your life count for more, so that you can be able to do and be and have and get to where God will get, you need to eliminate unwise relationships. Unwise relationships. It's not good for a man to be alone. But who are you working with? It's not everyone who has a part in your past that will have a part in your future. It's not every relationship that got you to this place that will get you to the next level. Learn to operate in the gift of goodbye. You are going to have to look at your relationship and ask yourself, what values are these relationships adding? I appraise every relationship on a yearly basis. Because I don't want to spend my life with someone who is not going anywhere. Some people's car, the car to their life is parked with no engine. And you are sitting inside. They are not going anywhere. With the way they speak, the way they think, and the things they do, you can't see. I want someone who will affect me. Somebody that when I look at, I will be provoked. Someone that will encourage me. Someone that will fire me up. Someone that I look at and say, my God, he has gone. My God. Unwise relationships. 2 are better than 1 if the other person is a holy provocation. There are certain people that are no longer, they have become baggages. Lay aside every weight. And the sin that so easily beset you, that will be run with patience the race that we set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. There are people who are caught in the wheel of your progress. They are not allowing you to see what you should see. They have filled your mind and your thoughts in such a way that you have no place for the things that matter. They don't reinforce the good values in your life. The Bible says, Genesis 13:14, and it came to pass, after Abraham had separated from Lot, that God said to him, lift up your head. There are certain people who, when they get out of their lives, your eyes will open. Isaiah 6:1. And it came to pass in the year that King Uzziah died. He said, I saw the Lord. Before King Uzziah died, he didn't see anything. Blocking his vision. Blocking his vision. Not allowing him to see. Unwise relationships. Relationships that are not positive, they are not encouraging, they are not helping. Ecclesiastes 4:2 are better than 1, for they have a better reward for their labor. Assess your relationships. Psalm 119:63. We took sweet counsels together. Oh, no, Psalm 119, verse 63. I'm a companion of them that seek thee, that seek your face, O Jacob. Psalm 55, verse 14. We took sweet counsels together. We walked to the house of the Lord in company. What is your emphasis, Brother George? My emphasis is not everybody in your life ought to continue in your life. Don't let them fill your space. Let them give you your space. You need your space. There are certain people who don't believe in what your destiny tells you. Whenever you tell them what God is saying to you, they try to convince you out of it. Whenever you share with them the burden of your heart, they say, but that's not possible. It has never been done. They're not enforcing the good values. Such people should not be allowed to sow tears among your wheat. They are not adding value. Unwise relationships. And the earlier you check them out of your life, the better. They are the good standing in the way of something better. You need to be hungry. You need to discover your purpose. You need to look ahead. And you need to deal with every unwise relationship. Relationships are God's way of getting things done in our life. Because God will always use people. But if you are surrounded with people that God is not using, then you are surrounded with useless. Useless people. But if your friend is always telling you something that makes you think, he's always bringing an information to you that is new, that is making you buy things cheaper, making you get some things in place. Now, those are the kind of friends you need in your life. Iron sharpeneth iron. A man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. But if the kind of friend you have is the one who dulls your thoughts, dulls your mind, dulls your speech, and corrupts your good manners, always inviting you to go and watch films. There's nothing wrong in watching films, but he must invite you to something lucrative, something that will make you realize that life ambition, that goal you have set, make you a better person. Someone who will tell you, I read a verse in the scripture. I saw this advertisement in Financial Times. Did you read it? This is what it said. This is what it says. I met some company online. This is what they are selling. This is what they are selling. I went to China the other time. Now, those are the kind of friends you need. Not someone who wants to loan your business capital because they want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of their dead father. I'm not saying it's wrong to do that, but you must have your priorities in place. You must do what you need to do in order to get what you need to get. Unwise relationships. I used to have so many of them. They cut you away from the place of righteousness. They pull you away from the paths of glory and honor. You must make your life count for more. You must be who God wanted to be. You must have the things God wanted to have. You must go to the place God wanted. Get to the place God wanted to get to. But you have to start there. You have to start where you are. You have to start where you are. You have to break from the things that hold you down. You need to go for a retreat. In this year of great exploits, you have done nothing. But the year is not finished yet. We can redeem the years, for the days are evil. We can redeem the time. And God has promised to restore to us the years with the locust, the pound, the caterpillar, as 18. I'm so confident that there will arise one person, two people, three people, four people in this service this morning who will go forth and make a difference. You woke up today. You will come to yourself. Come to yourself. Come to yourself. The Bible says the prodigal came to himself. He said, what have I been looking at? What have I been imagining? And the fifth thing that will make our life count for more is when blessings are spoken over your life. And that's what I'm going to do next. There is so much power when someone who has been put in authority in the body of Christ speaks God's blessing over our lives. There is so much power. Hebrews 7:7. It says the less is blessed by the better. In the Bible, you see Esau and Jacob jostling for the blessing of their father, because the father's blessing has a way of propelling us forward. One of my sons in ministry, who left our ministry in a way he shouldn't have left, he left, took all the members with him, After he left, he now wanted to travel abroad. He went from one embassy to the other embassy. They were using his passport to test their stamps. Eventually, I go to his church to preach. After he had come, apologized, prostrated, I went there. I just made one statement. One statement. I said, I make you this day a citizen of the world. That is an audacious, authoritative assertion. The earth is the Lord and the fullness, the world that did that dwell in it. The God we serve is the God of all the 212 countries and islands. When a word is spoken over your life, a man of authority speaks over your life and bless you. That's all. That's all. God particularly told Moses to tell Aaron. He said, make sure you bless the children of Israel after this wise. You read it from verse 22, number 6 to verse 26. Moses, 2 Samuel 6:18, bless the people in the name of the Lord. Solomon, 1 Kings 8:14, 1 Kings 8:55, bless the people in the name of the Lord. Jacob took the two sons of Joseph, Manasseh, firstborn, Ephraim, secondborn. Manasseh was supposed to get the first blessing, Ephraim the second. But Jacob with his mouth blessed Ephraim as the first child and blessed Manasseh as the second. And the birth order was reversed through the words of mouth. I don't know where you are coming from. But from today, your life will be fruitful. Your shame is gone. Your defeat is over. Your lack is no more. The Lord will make a way for people through the wilderness. Who made a way in the wilderness? Who made a way in the desert? Who made a way through the ocean, through the river? He will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Darkness will no longer cover you. The Lord God of heaven will hear you. He will send help from far and near. You will never remain the same again. Your little, you shall have much. For your failure, you shall have success. For your defeat, you shall have victory. Receive the anointing for victory. What you have been looking for will look for you. Goodness and mercy will follow and overtake you in the land of the living. You will not lack anything good. Your shame will be turned to fame in the name of Jesus. In the same place you have been going around, you will move forward from today. In the name of Jesus. You shall not sow and another person reap. Your labor, you shall enjoy it. You will not labor like an elephant and eat like an ant. Every effort of your hand will give you just reward in the name of Jesus. The lies will fall onto you in prison places. Everything that is out of place will be reorganized. Everything that is out of shape will be restored. You will move forward in every area. You will move on in every area. Area of stagnation and lack of growth, receive fresh life. Receive fresh life. Your life will count for more. Every single day will count for more. Every single week will count for more. Every single year will count for more. Existing relationships that are unprofitable, God will give you relationships that will profit you in Jesus' name. You will meet people who will be useful to you. You will meet people who will show you the way. You will meet people who will assist you. You will meet people who will support you. You will not grope like one in the dark. You will not grope like one who is lost. In the name of Jesus, you have become sought out. You have become God's pure land. You will be planted. You will be supported. You will be refreshed. Failure is not your portion. The Lord will give you courage to do what He has spoken to you about. He will give you strength to follow that action to the end. You will see results. You will see results. You will see results. In the name of Jesus. Darkness will not cover you. There is light in your dwelling. There is hope in your end. There is joy in your life. I say move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. Move forward. You will catch up with those who started earlier. You will overtake your mates in the name of Jesus. You will dwell in a distinctive level in the name of Jesus. Your labor, God will teach your hands to war. He will teach your fingers to fight. You will not be confused anymore. That which he has spoken to you, he will say it again. You will understand it clearly. You will not be confused anymore. Shame is not part of your lot. The Lord has written a new name upon you, and you shall bear a new name. You shall bring forth new fruits. You shall bring forth new fruits. New grounds under your feet. And new heavens over your head. I say new heaven. New heaven over your head. New heaven over your business. New heaven over this church. New heaven over your academics. New heaven over your coming. New heaven over your going. New heaven. New heaven. New heaven. Open heaven. Open heaven. Open heaven. In the name of Jesus. You will not labor under a closed heaven. You will operate under an open heaven. Your gift will be appreciated. What the kind of gift you have, God will send those who discover you. The kind of qualification you have, God will send those who discover you. God will give you helpers who will connect you to the right source. You will be well connected. You will meet somebody who has a key to open the door that you have been trying to open. In the name of Jesus. You will not suffer damage. You will not suffer loss. All of those debts that are hanging on your neck, making your life uncomfortable, through the supernatural provision of God, I command them to be paid. Supernatural financial recovery. Supernatural spiritual recovery. Supernatural recovery for your labor, for your marriage, for your work, for your seats, for your life. In the name of Jesus. All those friends that are vital to you, who have refused to show up, they will gravitate towards you from today. Those people who know you but have not used what they have to support you, the Lord your God will touch their heart today. And they begin to use what they have to support you. They begin to use what they have to assist you. They begin to use what they have to help you. Help is coming from far. Help is coming from near. No darkness anymore. The Lord has raised a standard against the works of the enemy. The Lord has frustrated the talking of liars. The rod of the wicked shall no longer rest upon your lot. Your lot is a good lot. Your portion is a good portion. In the name of Jesus. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. Go forward. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands and bless him. Come on. Lift up your hands and bless him.